الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول أما بعد فقد قال الله في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله في القرآن المجيد أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال الله في القرآن المجيد أيضا ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث يا عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الآخر من صلى يرائي فقد أشرك ومن تصدق يرائي فقد أشرك وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الآخر كل نفس ذائقة الموت استغفر الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الآخر الكيس من دان نفسه عمل لما بعد الموت أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respective brothers, elders, youngsters, and sisters, we give thanks and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has allowed us to witness this blessed month of Ramadan, who has allowed us that we are able to fulfill our responsibility and our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Ramadan, that He has given us the ability to do it. And I know that many of us, we will be happy. There is some joy that within the next day or two, we will be celebrating Eid al-Fitr. However, with this joy should come some sorrow, some grief. That first of all, this blessed month of Ramadan that came, we do not know if we will live to see another Ramadan. We are not sure, we have no guarantee whether or not that next Ramadan I will be here or you will be here. Whether we will be in health or whether we will be in sickness next Ramadan, we do not know. And why should we be sorry or why should we have some grief in our hearts? Is that because we do not know whether our amals have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have worked so hard throughout the month of Ramadan and we do not know whether or not our amals have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, is that we do not know if it is that we had fulfilled our obligations to this month of Ramadan. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had cursed those individuals who the blessed month of Ramadan has dawned upon them and they were not able to gain the forgiveness and the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. Because we know what we did and we know what we did not do. So in our hearts we should have some grief. Yes, we are happy that we will be celebrating Eid. But also we should think and ask ourselves, have I fulfilled the rites of Ramadan? Ramadan came and another Ramadan will come. But this individual, this Muslim, this mu'min, it is the same individual. Or he might be even worse. So we should ask ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this blessed month of Ramadan. The whole entire month of Ramadan is a blessing for us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith, it is shahrun mubarakun. It is a blessed month. It is a month which is known as shahru sabr, the month of patience. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says the reward for true patience is that of Jannah. It is a month wherein that our a'mals and our good deeds are multiplied numerous times to such an extent that if a person he perform an obligatory act, an optional act, it is being considered and it is being rewarded as a third act. If a person he performs one third act, then he gets the reward of 70 fara'id, 70 compulsory duties, that as though he has performed 70 compulsory duties. It is a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made the fast by day and the qiyam and standing by night. And this has also been made easy for us. It has been made easy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in his infinite mercy has made it in such a way that the amals and the actions which is very difficult for us to perform out of Ramadan, in Ramadan it is so easy to perform. The shayateen, they have been chained. And we could go on and on about the virtues of this month of Ramadan. But have we really taken full benefit from this month of Ramadan? Or did I treat Ramadan as a normal month? We have another 11 months ahead of us. Another 11 months. Did my Ramadan prepare me for that 11 months that is ahead? And inshallah today, I would like to speak about two things. They are very simple, very clear, but they are very important for us to understand, especially after this month of Ramadan. The first one, it is that of muhafazat al-a'mal, protecting one a'mals, protecting the good deeds that we have done during the month of Ramadan. And the second one is istiqama, being steadfast upon the a'mals that we would have done during this month of Ramadan. First of all, let us look at muhafazat al-a'mal, protecting our a'mals. In this month of Ramadan, we would have fast. We would have given charity. We would have performed a lot of salah, tarawih salah. But when doing these actions, it is important that we protect it. We have about a day or two again before Ramadan comes to an end. So it is very important that we protect our a'mals, because the shaitan, he will snatch these a'mals from us. And the first way how he will take away these a'mals from us is that we will be doing a lot of good deeds in this month of Ramadan, but at the end of the month we have nothing. The salah that we perform, the fast that we perform, the charity that we give, it is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because of the mere fact that we did it for show, riya. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Man sama yura'i faqad ashraka. Whosoever he performed the fast for show, faqad ashraka, certainly he has committed a form of shirk. And this will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very worried, was my fast accepted? Did I have the correct intention when I fast during this month of Ramadan? وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ يُرَائِي. And whosoever he gives charity for show, فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. He has certainly committed a form of shirk, and this will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we give our zakah, we give our sadaqatul fit, and speaking about sadaqatul fit, each and every one of us, we are reminded that we have to give our sadaqatul fit for us and our dependents. And we know it is about $15, so we should ensure and pay it before the Eid Salah. Or if not, then at least after the Eid Salah. But at least we should try to pay it before the Eid Salah, before we come to the Eidgar, before we come to the Masjid. So we give in our charity, but the reason why we're doing it is so that people will see, فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. Allah will not accept that from you. وَمَنْ صَلَّ يُرَائِي. And whosoever we perform salah, the tarawih that we perform, and we were performing it for show, my dear respective brothers, then faqad ashraka. Certainly you have committed a form of shirk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need it. So we should ensure and make tawbah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, accept my amals, accept my fast, accept my tilawat of Quran, accept my sadaqah, accept my salah. Because we don't know, perhaps it may be that we were sincere in performing our salah, but just the fact that we saw someone standing next to us, a kind of riyah entered into our hearts and we started to do it for show. So we perform salah, it is not accepted. So we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all we have done during this month of Ramadan, let Him accept it from us. This is the first thing that we should do to protect our amals. The other thing is that after Ramadan, when Ramadan has come to an end, our mizan and our scales will be very weighty. Imagine, many of us for the month of Ramadan, we would have come to the masjid for 5 times daily salah. Salah in jama'ah, we would have walked to the masjid, performing 20 rakats of tarawih, performing how many nafil salah, awabin, ishraq, salat al-duha, tilawat of Quran, how many Qurans we would not have finished. So my dear respective brothers, when we look the amount of amals that we would have accumulated in this month of Ramadan, our mizan, our amal al-salihat will be very weighty. But you know something? Immediately as the shaitan and the moon for Shawwal is being sighted and the shaitan is on the loose, he will start to eat away on our amals. So all that amals that we would have had stored during the month of Ramadan, shaitan will make effort upon us to ensure that we waste away all our good amals. So we would have fasted during the month of Ramadan, and whilst fasting, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that fasting has been prescribed for you just as how it has been prescribed for those before you, la'allakum tattaqoon, that perhaps you may attain taqwa. So when it is that we would speak, we'll be very careful at how we will speak. We will ensure that we will not backbite. Whenever we do something, we will ensure that we will not do that which is wrong. So during the month of Ramadan, besides the fact that we are fasting and we are not eating food, but our limbs also becomes as though it is fasting. So we preserve our limbs, we ensure that our limbs do not do those things which gains the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, after the month of Ramadan, we should still ensure that this happens. So in the month of Ramadan, we will ensure that we will not backbite, we will not slander, we will ensure that when we go somewhere, we are very careful as to where we will put our feet, what we will say, what we will do, what we will listen to, what we will look at. Similarly, after the month of Ramadan, a means of protecting our amals, muhafazat al-amal, is to ensure that we do not allow those deeds be wasted by means of looking at evil, by means of looking at evil, by means of speaking evil, by means of our hands doing evil, by means of our foot going to evil. Sometimes it happens that the first day of Shawwal, you see the effects right in the Eidgah here, right in the car park. We gaze, we gape, we look, we talk. We have to be very careful, because the whole month of Ramadan, we were doing ibadat. We were ensuring and doing amals. You know, in Surah Nahm, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings the example of a person. And this is how some of us, we can be likened to this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ قَزْلَاهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. That do not be like that one, do not be like her who, after she has what is called, she have plaited or she have knitted the thread. To make it easy, let me give you an example of a rope. Imagine a person, he takes each strand of a rope and he plaits a rope. And he makes a thread, or he makes the rope out of it. He went and he went through all that effort to plait that rope. And when he finishes it, and it becomes very strong, then what he does? He starts to unravel it. He starts to unloose it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, he has drawn the example. He says, do not be like that one who after having knitted the thread, then decides to unwind it, to unreel it. And this is how our a'mals are considered. Today what we do, the month of Ramadan come, we build up our a'mals. But then after Ramadan, we ourselves becomes the ones who destroy our own a'mals. So it is a waste of time. We did for Ramadan, and immediately after Ramadan, then we start to unravel. So my dear respected brothers, we have to be very, very careful. The other thing is with regards to istiqamah. For this month of Ramadan, we would have trained ourselves very well. Some of us, we would have even surprised ourselves. I'm able to keep the fast and still work. I'm able to come to stand up for 20 rakats of Taraweeh. I'm able to finish so much of Quran. I'm able to do my tasbihat. I'm able to come for salah in jama'ah. MashaAllah, we would have done a lot. But this doesn't mean that with the end of Ramadan comes the end of a'mals. It doesn't mean that. It means that after Ramadan, we should ensure and have istiqamah upon these a'mals. So our tilawat of Quran, we should ensure and have istiqamah on them. Still continue to recite our Quran. Our salah in jama'ah, ensure and come for salah in jama'ah. Our fast, we can still keep the sunnah fast on Thursdays, Mondays and Thursdays, or Ayyamul Bidh, the 13th, the 14th and the 15th. And speaking about fast, inshallah, we should not forget that we should keep the 6 fasts after Ramadan in the 6 days of Shawwal. And inshallah, a person who keeps those 6 fasts, inshallah, it will be considered he will get the reward as he had fasted the whole year, inshallah. So we should still maintain fasting. It is not that until next Ramadan, if we see next Ramadan, then we will continue to fast. It may happen that we may not be able to uphold all these amals. It may be very difficult for us. But at least, from the many amals which we would have achieved during the month of Ramadan, let us choose one. So if it is that I was very punctual with salah in jama'ah, then mashallah, let me stick with that until next Ramadan. If it is that I was punctual with my tilawat of Quran, then inshallah, let me stick with that. If I was punctual with my nafil salah, my qiyam al-layl in Ramadan, well, let me stick with that. If I was in the habit of spending between Maghrib to Isha in the masjid in the month of Ramadan, let me stick with that. If it means that I completed my fast, then let me start with Mondays and Thursdays. So this is, at least we should choose one. Once the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a person passing. And he says, Ya Abdullah. He says, La takun mithla fulan. Do not become like so and so. And this is not that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was degrading anyone, because he said fulan. So it's not that he did backbite or anything. He was just showing the characteristic of that individual, the bad trait of that individual. So it's not that he called any name. So he says, La takun mithla fulan, that do not become like so and so, like this person. Kana yakumu al-layl, that he used to stand in the night, he used to stand in tahajjud salah, fataraka qiyamul layl, and now he's leaving it off. Now he's leaving the qiyamul layl off, he has abandoned it. So it doesn't mean that we can say, well, I can't do it, so I ain't starting. No. But even if it is that we start qiyamul layl, we should try to inculcate qiyamul layl. We should still try to ensure that we perform this tahajjud salah. So I hope and pray, inshallah, that with these few words of advice, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our a'mals for this month of Ramadan, And may He protect our amals and give us istiqamah ala deen and upon our amals inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.